Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Hi, Joyce. My name is Yvette. I noticed a transaction from your company on my credit card. I'm trying to find out who are you and why did I get that transaction.
Alrighty, ma'am. We happen to be a third-party call center, so we do assist multiple companies and over 100 different products who happen to be online vendors and merchants. May I start out by getting your zip code, please?
32832.
I do thank you for that. And may I have that last name, please?
Carbonell.
Give me 1 second. Yeah, I got you. And for security purposes, could you please verify your address for me?
13950 Budworth Circle.
All righty. Give me 1 second, ma'am, while I locate that account. Ah, system is slow loading up.
Can you just please leave your name and spell it like your name?
All righty. I was able to locate an account for you. I do see where you paid $7.95, and that was the shipping and handling. You entered into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win a KitchenAid mixer. And that $7.95 that you paid was actually to secure, if you were the winner of that particular item, that your shipping and handling isn't already paid for in advance. And that $56.95 you're being billed, it actually is giving you 10 entries to have a chance to be the winner of that KitchenAid mixer. Each month that you are enrolled in that sweepstakes, they will bill you that $56.95, which guarantees you 10 entries into a chance of being the winner of that KitchenAid mixer.
Okay. I'm not interested in any of that, and that's not what was advertised.
Mm-hmm.
I do not want my credit card run. I did not approve a $56.95 every month to be run.
All righty. Well, I'll be happy to get you canceled out of this, ma'am. Give me 1 second, please.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty, ma'am. I've successfully gone in and gotten you canceled out of that. That cancellation does take effect immediately, and I do have your cancellation number. Would you like to take that down? Please let
yes.
me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
Alrighty, that would be C as in Charlie, and that's 260-751-306.
Now, what happens with the charge that was just charged to my card in June? That I had no idea about that.
Well, they did deem that as a valid charge, ma'am, because in the terms and conditions, it does advise you that you are enrolling into a sweepstakes, and this is actually a sweepstakes entry. Now, what I can do, they did deem that a valid charge, but I can offer you a 35% refund on that charge that you were billed. I can do a refund of $19.93 on that $56.95 charge.
You can't refund me for the whole amount?
No, ma'am, because it is in the system is a valid charge, and they do assume that you read the terms and conditions of entering into that sweepstakes. Now, I don't make the refunds. The computer automatically generates them, and it has gone up. It generated you a 50% refund on that charge, which is $28.48, which is half of the amount that you were billed.
No, I was billed $56 or almost almost $57.
I do understand that. And now the highest refund that computer is generating is a 75% refund, and it will refund you $42.71 of that charge.
Go ahead and refund me that, but I'm still going to have to dispute it with my Capital One.
Alrighty, ma'am. Well, I will issue that refund of $42.71, and that will go back to the account in 3 to 5 business days, okay?
All right. What was your name, ma'am?
Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E.
Thank you.
All righty. I do thank you for calling customer service, and please have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.